Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. See his glory. See his glory upon your life. Swallowing up every shame. Swallowing up every reproach. Swallowing up everything that is not a planting of the Lord in your life. See his glory. Clap your hands, all ye people. And shout to the Lord in the voice of triumph. Give him another praise as you take your seat. I'm aware that there has been a great visitation of God on our lives. And as we approach the end of the service, I will be giving the opportunity for those who have something to say. The essence of God's of service like this is the encounter of God and encountering his presence. And I believe that someone will not return back the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Very, very quickly this morning, and again, congratulations for the conclusion of the 21-day fast. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly this morning, I am going to be speaking. I'm aware that you know that our month is our month of dedication unto dominion. And our major anchor of dedication for this year's dedication is dedication unto soul winning, dedication unto evangelism. That is what we've been anchoring on for this year's dedication. And this morning we are looking at effectiveness in soul winning. Effectiveness in soul winning. In John chapter 15 and in verse 16, the scripture that has been the anchor scripture throughout the month, he said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Whatsoever you shall ask the Father. So, now, our objective of study this morning is to understand what it takes to be effective in soul winning. What does it take to be effective in soul winning? If I'm going to be fruitful, I am going to win the lost to God, what does it take? Now, by way of introduction, there are five things that we want to establish introduction-wise. Number one, that we have been chosen to bring forth fruit that abide. That was John chapter 15, verse 16. Every child of God has been chosen. We have been chosen to bring forth fruit that abide. We have not been saved just to sit in church and enjoy fellowship. We have not been saved just to come all the time and present prayer requests before God. We have been chosen to bring forth fruit that abide. Number two, Christ died for us so we can live for him. He died for us, not so we can live for ourselves, but so we can live for him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 15. He said, "And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." He died for us, so, not so that we can live to ourselves or for ourselves. He died for us so we can live for him. Christianity is not a selfish living. It's a God-centered living. He died for us so we can live for him. The third thing we understand is that every child of God has been given the ministry of reconciliation. Every child of God has been given the ministry of reconciliation. Are we called into the ministry? Yes, there are fivefold ministries. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, and so on. But beyond that, health ministry. But beyond that, every single child of God has been given the ministry of reconciliation. That is, reconciling the world to God. Reconciling the world to God. Reconciling. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and in verse 18 to verse 19, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 to verse 19. He said, "And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation." God reconciled us to Christ Jesus and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. He reconciled us to Christ Jesus so that we can reconcile others to God. We are reconciled to God so we can reconcile others to God. That is, every child of God has been given the ministry of reconciliation, reconciling the world to God. Number four, every child of God is an ambassador of Christ to the world. An ambassador. An ambassador of Christ, a representative of Christ to the world. That is stated in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. We are ambassadors. Every child of God is an ambassador of Christ to the world. We are ambassadors. An ambassador of Christ, a representative. So we don't represent ourselves. We represent the one who died for us. Whether it's at a place of work, in the neighborhood where we live, in our families, we don't represent ourselves. We represent the one who died for us and lived. And finally, Colossians chapter 1 verse 21 said, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. To me to live is Christ. Philippians 1:21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Number 5 said, life is meaningful, and death is gainful, only if we live for Christ. Life is meaningful, and death is gainful, only if we live for Christ. Life is meaningless if we didn't live for Christ. Death is a loss if we didn't live for Christ. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Life is meaningful, and death is gainful, only if we live for Christ. That's a very, very serious word to think about. That is, outside of Christ, life is meaningless. It doesn't matter how much money you have. And death is a loss. That is, it's a waste. Life was wasted. And so, very, very quickly we said that we have been chosen to bring forth fruit that abide. Christ died for us so we can live for Him. Every child of God has been given the ministry of reconciliation. That's reconciling the world to God. Every child of God is an ambassador of Christ to the world. And that life is meaningful and death is gainful only if we live for Christ. Reconciling the world to Christ. Touching lives and changing souls. Hallelujah. Now, how do we live for Christ in the action of soul winning? How do we reconcile the world effectively to God? How do we live in order to be effective in soul winning? How do we live in order to be effective in soul winning? Number one, being genuinely and truly born again or saved. Being genuinely and truly born again or saved. When a person is genuinely and truly born again or saved, such a person can be a witness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 17, he said, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Genuinely. How is a person aware that he's genuinely born again? Romans chapter 8 verse 16. The Bible said, for the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, there are three things you will never miss. First of all, When a person is born again, there is a witness of the Spirit. Secondly, there is a joy of salvation. Psalm 51 and in verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. There is a witness of the Spirit. There is a joy of salvation. And thirdly, there is a peace that passes understanding. According to Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 6. That witness of the Spirit is there. That joy of salvation is there. It's more than if you won a lottery. That peace that passes understanding is there. It's not about how much money you have or about whatever it is, but it is there. And when you are truly saved, there is something to advertise to people. There is something to recommend to others. There is something to shout about. There is something to celebrate. Listen, if nothing concrete has happened in you, if nothing tangible happened in you, if nothing genuine happened in you, there is nothing to offer anybody. That, I believe, is the reason why there are a lot of Christians that are unable to tell anybody anything. Because it appears as if whatever happened to them is not real, it's not genuine, it's not strong enough. Or maybe they had a salvation experience, but they don't have a solid relationship with God. So that witness of the Spirit is not strong. That joy of salvation, that peace that passes understanding. So, beloved brothers and sisters, ensure that your relationship with God is real. Ensure that your relationship with God is concrete. Ensure that there is that witness in your spirit. Ensure that there is that joy of salvation that has nothing to do with how much money is in your bank account. Ensure that there is that peace with God, that you go to bed in the night aware that there is an eternity awaiting you in heaven and not in hell. Being genuinely and truly born again or saved. Number two is being filled with love and passion for souls like God. When I gave my life to Christ, I bubbled. Everyone around me knew. Everyone, classmates, everybody knew. Everybody knew. Hostel mates in the high institution then, everybody knew. By being filled with love and passion for souls like God. In Romans chapter 5 and in verse 5, the Bible said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. That love that made God to send his son to die. That love that made Jesus to hang on the cross of Calvary and die a criminal's death. That love in the heart of a man. That love. It drives you to reach out to others. You know the story of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10. And in verse 33, all the way, you see the story. But let me start the story. A certain man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. And the Bible said he fell among thieves. I'll come to the verse. Let me just talk first. He fell among thieves. He was wounded. He was stripped. Left for dead. That is the state of almost every sinner. Left for dead. They are dead in sin. A priest passed by, but he was a loveless priest. Loveless. Doing the work of the Lord without any love for people. A Levite passed by, that one looks like a church worker. Priest, Levi, both of them, no love in their heart. They looked the other way. Some of them, they didn't feel like looking near the man because they feel maybe he will implicate them. But the Bible said a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was and see the key. And when he saw it, he had compassion on him. He had compassion on him. That compassion was responsible for him risking everything. He risked everything. Came down from his beast, attended to the man, rescued his soul. That is what it takes. I remember when Rehoboam came into Abuja, was going to Makurdi for crusade. I had the privilege of receiving him at the airport, lodged them at the Abuja Sheraton, and then he went the next day to Makurdi, gave him a little offering, and I asked him to pray for me. And he said, Lord, whatever is in your heart, what was on your heart before you sent your son Jesus to come and die for the world, put a little of it in his heart. Jesus, what was on your heart when you were on the cross of Calvary dying for the world? Put a little of it in his heart. He prayed that prayer for me. And from that day, I had passion for God, love for God, but he shifted to another level. I laid on that bed he slept on for hours, from evening till morning. Something shifted. Somebody told me the other day, say, what did you see Jesus Christ physically? What is it that drives you the way you are moving? You are tireless. You are just moving. Midnight prayer, evangelism. This year we'll be in Pakistan, we'll be in Madagascar, we'll be in Angola, we'll be in several countries around the world. Venezuela, the other country in South America, what's the name? Nicaragua, and several others. Say, what is it that is pushing you? There is a passion, and that passion comes as we hang around in the presence of God. So we need that deposit, and I believe it's coming upon somebody here today. The same love that made God to send his son to die for the world, I believe that same love is coming upon your heart, upon our hearts, and we are going to look at the souls of men and look at the eternities of people. And I'll talk about that extensively in the second service. And look at them with love. Sometimes I look at some people and I say, the best I can give this person is not money. The best I can give this person is not a material thing. The best I can give this person is the assurance of their eternity with God in heaven. What can be the best thing I can do for this person? Reconcile them with God. Make them to know God. It's not a connection. It's not a shoe. It's not a cloth. Make them to know God. That love is responsible for effectiveness in soul winning. Number five is the knowledge of God. Sorry, number three. The knowledge of God. The knowledge of God will make a person effective in soul winning. Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 10. Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 10. Paul the apostle said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. The knowledge of God. Really, really knowing God for yourself. Pressing into God to know him. Now, why is the knowledge of God important in soul winning? For two reasons. First, you cannot introduce a God you are not familiar with. You cannot introduce anyone to someone you cannot introduce who you barely know to another person. You can't convincingly introduce a God you don't know to someone who doesn't know God. The Bible said, if the blind leads the blind, the two of them fall into the ditch. You cannot introduce anybody to the God yourself don't know. So you must know God. You must press into God. None of us know all of God. We are all in the process of knowing him. The blind leaders of the blind, and the two fall into the ditch. So you can only effectively, convincingly introduce the God you know to those who don't know him. Secondly, The more of God you know, the more of his passion you understand. The more of his passion. The more of his desires. The more of his burden for the lost you will know. Everybody knows that when you are close to a person, you know what pains them. You know what they like. You know what they hate. You know what drives them. You know what makes them happy. I know my wife, she knows me. She knows my passion, knows my desires. In the same manner. No wonder Paul the Apostle came to the point in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16. 1 Corinthians 9 and in verse 16. He said, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Why is he cursing himself? Why is he telling himself, woe is him? Because he saw the heart of God. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. That God is not slack concerning his promise, as some people count slackness, but he is long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. From my childhood up, when I came to the knowledge of the Lord in my young age, 11, 12, at that time, until now, the passion has never been to gain anything material. Never. I didn't think of how I would survive in ministry. The only thing I was thinking of when I was going into full-time ministry was my mother. I see how she labored for us and we grew. I need to have resources to take care of her. And I told that to God. And God said, don't worry, I will take care of her for you. I was just head, leg, feet, everything. You didn't care how you survived. Lived in one room for 13 months with my wife, two medical doctors. With our baby, then our first child. And with two other people living in the same room. The toilet is outside. It's not self-contained. Toilet was shared with about 10 people. During our 25th anniversary, we visited that place and did a video from there. Office was inside the bus. That was the prayer. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There was nothing mattered except to do the will and the plan. So when people see somebody today, or anything you see today was not desired, they just followed. Anything you see today was not prayed about. If you see God, ask him whether I have ever prayed for a car. That Lord, at this stage, I need a car. It wasn't an... If it is leg, let me track it and preach it. We climbed motorcycle as young men into interior villages. Nothing mattered. Nothing. Today, before people go into ministry, they calculate. They see people like Papa Yedepo, they began to calculate. What to make. They don't know the things those people suffer. They don't know their heart for God. Hallelujah. And so this is very, very important for us to know. Very, very important. That, so the more you know God, the more you know his passion. And so, pressing into God, asking God, I want to know you, then he presses his passion into your heart. I was telling God many years ago, at that time when we were all growing up, some people said, this is my vision. I'm going to Canada, I'm going to South Africa, I'm going to this. And I told God, what is my own vision? Let my vision be your vision. Then I said, okay, Lord, what is your vision? And then he began to lay down his heart and vision. It's very, very important. The knowledge of God, it is the God you know. And let me tell you, there is no limit to the knowledge of God. So don't say I am waiting until I know God before I start ministry. No, no, no. It's a continuous process. You are pressing to know God, and you are also touching other lives and ministering to people. is very, very important. The knowledge of God is critical in our effectiveness in soul winning. Number seven. Number four is the life of prayer. The life of prayer. For a person to be effective in witnessing and touching other lives, such a person needs to live the life of prayer. The life of prayer. Very, very important in effectiveness in soul winning. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 to verse 4. He said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The life of prayer. Why is prayer necessary? Number one, to break the grip of the God of this world. To break the grip of the God of this world, who blinded the eyes of the lost from seeing the gospel. It's very important. Breaking the grip of the God of this world. Breaking the grip of the prince of the power of the air, who blinded the lost from seeing the gospel. So we need to be prayerful. Our prayer breaks the grip. Secondly, we read that scripture already in 2 Corinthians 4, 3 to 4. Secondly, prayer is important for binding the strong man. Binding the strong man that holds people in bondage to sinful habits. You bind, and prayer helps us to bind the strong man. In Matthew chapter 12 and in verse 29, Matthew 12, 29, he said, or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. He binds the strong man. He binds the strong man. He binds the strong man. And then he will. Strong man of alcoholism, tobacco, womanizing, prostitution, lying, cheating, fraud, gambling. And finally, prayer life is necessary for traveling for Christ to be formed in the lives of the people. Traveling. We pray at the place of prayer. We help the young ones for Christ to be formed in them. He said in Galatians chapter 4 verse 19. He said, my little children, of whom I travel again in birth, until Christ be formed in you. So prayer life is very important. Helping us to prevail, to travel in prayer until Christ be birthed in the lives of the young convert. So it's very, very important as a child of God to be generally prayerful, and then prayer will do this for us. Finally, for this morning, I have about 10 points, but 5 in the service here and then 5 in the next service, related but different. Number 5, being planted. That means rooted in the house. Being planted in the house. Being rooted in the house. Planted, in bracket, rooted in the house. Is effect, makes for effective soul winning. And I will explain why. Isaiah chapter 27 verse 6. The Bible said, he shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. If there must be fruit, there must be root. If there must be fruit, there must be root. In Psalm 92 and in verse 13. He said, those that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. They that are planted. This is the illustration I want you to understand. When children are born, they must have a home where they are raised. They must have a home where they are raised. Otherwise, you may be breeding children that becomes highly challenged and highly challenging for the future. Do you understand what I'm saying? I heard that 60% of criminals in a certain country, 60% of them were children that didn't grow in a home. No father figure around. Mother and father were not married, so no home. When children are born, it is critical that they be raised in a home. So the soul winner must have a church home, planted in a church home. As we give birth to spiritual children, we must bring them to our spiritual home where they can be brought up and assisted to grow. And the spiritual child that was born must see you yourself as a functional member of the house. I will talk about that in the second service. Functional member. Because your life is exemplary for that new convert. Very, very important. That is why he said, those that be planted in the house of our God, they shall flourish. Now, what have we said in this service so far as we begin to round off here? You must be genuinely and truly born again, in brackets, saved. You must be filled with the love and passion for souls like God. You must possess the knowledge of God, because you can't introduce somebody you don't know. You must possess the life of God, the life of prayer, live the life of prayer, and you must be planted and rooted in the house. Beloved, God has given us a vision of very, very drastic overflow in the year of 2025, this dominion year. By the middle of the year, we should be in a third service. And I pray, go ahead and give the Lord the praise. I pray that you are not left out in this train. You are not left out in this revival. The time to just come sit in church, dress yourself from the house, you brought only yourself to church, and then you took only yourself back home. Those times are over. Possibilities are the product of responsibility. If you want to see possibilities in God, you must accept responsibilities from God. He said, draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. Do what I say you should do, and I will do what you want me to do. That's how it works. When I told you I have not prayed for a car, it might look strange to you, but you can ask Dr. Mr. Nenche, probably has known me longer than most people here, apart from my siblings here, whether at any point since we grew together, let's hold on together and trust God for this brand of car or for car. It came on its own. It flowed. You just abandon yourself for the work of God, and it is flowing on its own. Am I communicating at all? Beloved brothers and sisters, please take your seat. God is set to do something. Now, during the evangelism course, we did a training on kind types of evangelism. And I think they can put it on the screen. Those who pledged for 1,000 souls per year. And that there is preaching evangelism. Who are you? Jesus loves you. I'm here to share the good news with you. That exists. And then we talk about power evangelism, where the power of God is made to manifest, the deaf is healed, the blind is healed, or even a headache is healed, and someone is led to Christ. We talked about that. Then there is presence evangelism, where you carry so much presence of God until people begin to look at you and wonder, there is something about this man. And they want to know more. And even your presence is convicting people. They are feeling sinful because you are there. And then you led them to Christ because you carry so much presence of God. Then we talked about testimony evangelism. Where you, like the woman of Samaria, who came and shared, come see a man who told me everything I did. Is this not the Messiah? And the whole city of Samaria went out by one testimony. You may not know how to preach, but you would know how to share a story. We talked about that. And then, character evangelism. Your character. Your way of life. People observe you to the point where your light is shining and men are seeing your good works and they want to follow you to know your God. And then we talked about charity evangelism. You love the people and you love them until you love them to God. Smith Wigglesworth said his wife, Polly Jane, loved him to God. Wigglesworth was a drunkard, but the love of the wife pulled him to God. You love people. You met their needs. And then you presented the Master Jesus to them. And they receive him wholeheartedly. I will add number 7 as literature evangelism. The tracts, the leaflets, the papers that we carry. In Daniel chapter 2, 9 verse 2, Daniel said, I, Daniel, understood by books. So if Daniel could understand the matter of the captivity by books, then anybody can understand the gospel by what they read. That is the basis of tracts. People have picked tracts from the ground, read it and gave their life to Christ. My sister gave her life to Christ, rededicated her life to Christ by reading a Kenneth Hagin's book. Just went through it. And then she was broken. And they handed over her life to Jesus Christ. And people may read and not understand. In Acts chapter 8 verse 30, Philip was reading, the Ethiopian eunuch was reading, and Philip said, understandest thou what thou readest? So that is the place where you now combine the preaching and the literature. The person is read it, but you explained it to him and led him to Christ. These are diverse manners and approaches on evangelism. You can listen to the message I preached to the 1,000 soul squad within this fasting and prayer to get the full details of this. But everybody, beloved, we are on assignment this year. And I believe that you will not be left out. You will not be left out. God will depend on you in your generation, and then you can depend on him. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody told me last year, after we saw several interventions, my daughter graduated from medical school, became a medical doctor. My other daughter gave birth to a child and so on. And several celebrations at the conclusion of the year. And the person said to me, you are working for God. And God is working for you. Very true. You work for God. He works for you. You serve him. He services you. He shines you. You fight for his interest. He fights for your interest. Beloved, you are welcome. Can you lift up your hands this morning and give him the praise? Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Give him the adoration. Father, I thank you. Father, I honor you. Can we all stand up on our feet this morning? Lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the adoration. I give you the worship. I give you the supremacy, dominion, rule, sovereignty. Lift the hands high up and go ahead in the praise of God. Go ahead in the worship of God. Go ahead in the worship of God. Go ahead in the worship of God. Father, Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lift up your hands. For 3 minutes. Right into close. Each of us sing, Lord, prepare me, sing, people. Lord, prepare to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, pure and holy. Try the truth with the I'll be a living sanctuary. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Your hands and speak to God. We are going to pray intensively for about 3 to 4 minutes. We are going to pray first 2 minutes. Lord, here am I. I surrender myself to you. I am available for your use. I am available for your use. I am available for your work. I am available in your service of soul winning. I am available in your service to impact my generation. I am available. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, I am available in your service of soul winning. In 2025, have your way in my life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I am available in your service. I am available. Open your mouth and speak to God. I am available. Open your mouth and pray. Ashakte kokoda ga ya na 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 na. Ashakta kala ya na la la horaya na.
Let the set of fetus sata fatakaka shakala. Let us set of fetus kekezakala. Let us set of fetus kokosokala. Masha to let us set of fetus kokosokala. 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 Let us set of Leka sarelo se predida kala yadasa toma ragadeni lero che so fetto sakala leto sete fetto sarede masha da da la haranasi ala la la razina sete fetto coco sokala leta sete fetto sakala mana zani dottora da la 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 horo aka sede predo sana kala da haranasi leta sete fetto sana kala haratasanani le parakasana kala la horo Raka sete fete sina galala. Le kora kasana gamla harazana. Le rate sete fata kakata kalala. Loya nami de sete via galala una zona. La ya de la zona. Ya rate sete. Kara ya de galala la harazana. Ika de sote fete sina galala harazana. La para kasino. Kara galala harazana. Ya ke pero de zon. Teni malaga galala. Me que espero teso rakena malaga rakes.
Secondly, Father, give me the baptism of passion. Your heart for souls. Baptize me with a passion. With the compassion. And then with the zeal and the willingness for souls in 2025. What Rehabunki prayed for me, I prayed for you.
Amen.
Today. That passion, that compassion, that zeal, that willingness to see as many snatched from hell to heaven as possible. Ask for the baptism. Now lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I ask for the baptism
of passion.
I ask for the baptism
of compassion.
Like you have
for the souls of men.
I receive
the fresh baptism
of passion,
of compassion,
of zeal,
of willingness
to save the lost
in our generation.
Like you have,
like you have,
Lord Jesus,
I receive
this fresh baptism
now
in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead, open your mouth and pray.
Receive.
Open your mouth and pray.
I receive. I receive.
I receive.
I receive.
I receive.
I receive.
I receive.
Go ahead and pray.
Speak to God.
Lift your hands high everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. May that, let the hand remain there. We give you the praise. Let that passion, that drive, that compassion, that love, that zeal, that fire, that willingness translate into the aggressive winning of souls.
Amen.
Aggressive winning of souls.
Amen.
Aggressive winning of souls.
Amen.
Aggressive winning of the lost.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Until the earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas.
Yes.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' precious name.
Yes,
amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand today.
While we are in this mood, please remain standing. While we are in this mood,
your own decision is to hand over your life to God today or rededicate your life to Jesus. You say you are talking about winning souls. I want to be one. I want to hand over my life to Jesus. Everywhere you are, carry your Bibles, carry your bags. Quickly run to the front here. Say, I want to be one. I want to hand over completely my life to Jesus. I have stayed on my own for too long. I have behaved like I'm a Christian and I'm not. I want to quickly give the Lord. Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you the count of 20 for those on the gallery and for everywhere you are to run quickly. One, rush forward. Two, every moment I'm away. Three, I'm away. Four, Lord, I give you my heart. Addiction in your life that needs to be broken. Tobacco addiction, alcohol addiction, marijuana addiction, Indian hemp addiction, smoking addiction, gambling addiction, prostitution addiction, immoral addiction, anything you are addicted to and you need the power of it broken, run out now. I'll give you another count of 10. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You've done this before. Run out now. You want to do it again. You are a lukewarm Christian. One leg in church, one leg out. And you want to let God know that you mean business this year. Run out now. Go ahead.
I've got my mind.
One. I give us that count of 10. Run, 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 run. Two. Three. God bless you. Run, 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 run.
Hallelujah. Place your hand on your chest, those of you in the front. Pray after me and say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. I ask that you come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I pray for your children. I ask that the hold of the enemy be broken out of their lives. The grace to live for God be released upon you now. In Jesus' name, grace to serve God and follow him in the way and to be planted. That grace is released for you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.